Can you please tell us about dreams? Do they reveal our defilements? Do you have any interesting dream story? The Buddha talked about different types of dreams. I mean, there's some dreams that are revealing your defilements. There's some dreams that are actually, there's some kind of insight happening. There are some that are prophetic dreams. There are some dreams that are because you ate the wrong food. You know, there's this whole range of dreams, so that it's not just about defilements. An interesting dream story. In the West, we might be maybe not so tuned into our dreams, whereas for Thai people, generally, they're much more attuned to dreams. It plays an important role, and people talk about them. And anyway, there was a point in time many years ago when there was a really scrappy, disjointed biography of Ajahn Chah, and small, kind of scrappy, disjointed, small biography of Ajahn Chah that had been done. It wasn't particularly satisfying, so then a couple of the monks at Wat Nanachat decided, some of this chronology doesn't seem right, some of the stories are really unclear, we should go and clear this up with Ajahn Chah, and we could get going on an English biography. So they go over and try to interview Ajahn Chah, and he wasn't wonderfully cooperative. But there was this one particular circumstance where they were quite unclear as to, because there was these different events that were referred to in the existing biography, and you know, was that one the point where, you know, he really understood the Dhamma, or was it maybe that one? And so then they went, asked Ajahn Chah, and said, at what point was it that you really had confidence and clarity that you were going to realize some major attainment, realization? And then he talked about these three dreams he had. And then the main monk who was collecting the information, so Ajahn Chah explained that to him, and he was sort of, no, we want to know what real event was that. You know, what really was it? Not some dream. And so that sense of Ajahn Chah said, yeah, this was a real event, that something really shifted in my mind. But this Western monk's perception was something different.